जिससे दुनिया सब कहे जगह, जहां होती वो आजादी रूहों का मुकाम, बरसर झुके हर शहर जो बेबस, शायद ये नाम तेरे सर चढ़ा वो।
Hey good peeps of Peg City and the Global Village, welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 24 mini-series spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. They call me Bruce, and I'll be your host. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place at Cottonwood Acres, just outside Portage la Prairie, Saturday, August 24th, and Island Park in Pilapie, Sunday, August 25th. An easy 45-minute drive from Winnipeg. Since 2014, the festival has been the stage for a diverse group of headliners, new artists, and buzz bands, and a safe place for every kind of people. Full details online at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Series episodes can be found at umfm.com. CJUM 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode 9, Just Prince. Toronto-based singer-songwriter Just Prince blends Western and Eastern sounds, creating a genre-crossing style with elements of blues, rock, folk, and Hindustani classical music. He was presented with the prestigious Colleen Peterson Songwriting Award at the 2023 Ontario Folk Music Awards. Just Prince started writing his own music when he was quite young, living in Punjab, India. He was studying Indian classical music with expert teacher Humble Shine. Then came Western classical voice lessons. The realization that music was all he wanted to do, and the rest, as they say, is history. Experience Just Prince online at his YouTube channel or Insta page. Welcome, Prince.
Hello. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. As I am still just discovering your music, loving it, we came in with Azadi. Tell us about that song, and why was it that you wanted to put that foot forward?
Azadi means freedom. I think it's an Urdu word or a Hindi word. I'm not sure, but I think it's an Urdu word. And Azadi talks about freedom, and this song is from a perspective of a bird who is inside a cage, who is imagining how the world would look from if he was, like, if the bird was outside. And that's the perspective of someone who's caged, not necessarily a bird. But then that's how I thought.
And it's a perfect fit for Whoop and Holler, because Whoop and Holler is the weekend that that bird is envisioning. It is a wonderful, free, liberating, healing weekend. And want to come back to the aspect of freedom, but first, we have to clear it up. Your stage name is Just Prince, but you are Just Prince, and I imagine that's because only his purpleness is allowed to use Prince, exactly. And it's copyrighted.
I don't even need to say anything. You got the point. And my birth name is Prince, so that's my legal name. That's the name I was born with, and I didn't want to let go of that name. So Just Prince also means like my journey of like how the songwriting is and like how I'm creating music, the things that I'm learning and the things that I'm sharing. It's from a personal perspective, but at the same time, it also involves other people who are a part of this journey.
And speaking of the journey and freedom and expression, I was struck by a particular quote of yours. I've always wanted to be an independent artist. That to me is freedom of expression. And that's pretty emphatic and bold, where most artists are looking to find a balance between creativity and economics and supply and demand, but would love to be that defiant and in control. What does it take to maintain that ideal, especially now with the music industry scrambling to regain its footing?
That's a very interesting question. I just can't see myself in that commercial aspect of like trying to like music for commercial purposes, or like, you know, I'm open to it creatively, but I really want to express how I feel, and I want to speak my truth, not through my own perspective, but even through other people's perspective. And that's the change I want to see in the world, and that everyone speaks their truth. And I can only control myself, so I'm just doing the best I can to basically write as authentically as possible, and you know, just compose the way I want to without giving into that commercial sound or something that'll work on the radio, something that'll. Yeah, all those things are secondary, and music is a very deeper and more spiritual thing for me. So I really value that in my life.
Let's talk about your style and the way you create, because in addition to, you know, like carving out your own artistic niche, we all want to have our domain, so to speak. What drew you to blending genres and styles?
The thing that inspired it is how I grew up. I grew up in Mumbai, India, first of all, as a kid, and where I heard a lot of like different kinds of music from the south of India, and like, you know, music from the movies, and then just folk music was always in the house, and then even like devotional songs while growing up. And then I moved to like Africa for a bit, in Nigeria, Zimbabwe, where I heard their culture. And, you know, it was completely different music scene. And then I went back to Punjab, and there I ran into some friends who were listening to like Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and like listening to Tool, Chris Cornell at the time. And it just really, it all happened very naturally. And I genuinely really like learned from all these people, and even like the Indian classical, some of the people that I listen to is like really like classical artists. Ustad Bade Ghulam Ali Khan Saab, Ghulam Ali Khan Saab, and then Amir Khan Saab. Like all these people, I genuinely am interested in their music. And that's what That's how I hear or listen to music. But when it comes to like me sitting with my guitar, I can only push myself to the best of my potential. And I want to express a feeling or a thought. And I just sit by myself. And it's weird to say, but it just naturally flows the way I want. Like, I don't necessarily like direct it, but at the same time, like, I'm very conscious of, you know, I don't want it to sound like anything else. And I've had all these influences. So that's how it's a bit, like, that's how, like, fusing these things is, like, natural, because I grew up with that music. Yeah.
And it sounds natural, not forced at all. It's a wonderful sound. You're here all weekend, Friday at the West End Cultural Center with Punjabi Dance Boys, and then Saturday and Sunday with us at Whoop and Holler. Welcome to the prairies and the big trees and the big sky. A lot different than Toronto.
Yeah, very much looking forward to it. It'll be my first time in Winnipeg or Manitoba, and I'm really looking forward to it. Anyone who can come should please come. And Whoop and Holler is, Josh and Linda, I just want to say thank you for having me. And it'll be really, like, I'm looking forward to this weekend, the coming weekend.
So are we. Prince, we can't wait to see you. What song should we leave the folks with? Perhaps something they can expect to hear at the festival?
I think Be So Nice would be a nice song, just because it's a little fun, upbeat-ish song, and it's just me being goofy.
Prince, a.k.a. Just Prince for copyright purposes, thanks for joining us on Whoop It Up with UMFM.
Thank you so much for having me. Very nice to talk to you, Bruce. And looking forward to being there. If anyone, I would really like to meet people and share my music. So please come listen.
You've come to the right place. And thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music, arts, and events. Check out all episodes at umfm.com. All details, tickets, food, directions, artists, everything can be found at whoopandholler.com. Search Whoop and Holler on all social media, and please do join us in person Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.
You don't have to be so nice. Said you like my voice. We don't have to waste our time.
Hope you have a good night.
And then when you see me leave, we don't really want no beef. But I got a mind full of things, and this melody's so sim. But I bet it makes you to